This is Radio Free Riverside, the voice of democracy. With me, Sam Page at United America Network, with the Riverside County and national news you can trust. Now for the news across Riverside County this week. Sheriff Chad Bianco, suffering from Trump's endorsement of Steve Hilton for governor, has been ordered by the California State Supreme Court to pause his investigation into election fraud allegations while the judges review the legal challenge against him. Bianco seized 650,000 court-approved ballots with a warrant signed by his supporter, Judge Jay Keel. The California Supreme Court has stepped into the legal dispute to halt his supposed voter fraud investigation of the 2025 special election. Attorney General Rob Bonta has until April 15th to refile his petition, and Bianco has 30 days to respond. In an attempt to look like he's accomplishing something during an election year, Republican Assemblymember Jeff Gonzalez of the 36th District, representing parts of Riverside and Imperial counties, recently attempted to foist off a revised version of a Tennessee-inspired first-in-the-nation domestic violence registry system, claiming that somehow this would stop domestic or intimate partner violence. When questioned about the bill's efficacy rate and evidence that would lead to success of this bill, it became apparent to journalists and legislators that Gonzalez had not thought through the process or its repercussions. The bill was opposed by the California Partnership to End Domestic Violence, who stated that the bill is an expensive and ineffective distraction. Gonzalez is being challenged in the upcoming election by Democrats in the 36th. The City of Riverside City Council voted 4-3 to reject a $20 million plus grant for state home key funds intended for veteran housing. However, the funding is now back on track after local advocates brought it back to the table and funds from the state's Homelessness Housing Assistance and Prevention Funds were announced as granted. Downtown Corona has begun a major initiative to revitalize downtown upgrades that are planned for water meters citywide. And the city of Paris has identified two men who are suspected of stealing thousands of gallons of diesel fuel, estimated at $63,000. And in Temecula, Jessica Alexander was unanimously selected by the Temecula City Council to serve as mayor for 2026, with Matt Ron as mayor pro tem. Alexander has been embroiled in several controversies regarding LGBTQ+ rights, accused of displaying overly dramatic stands in public designed to distract from issues like housing. Meanwhile, the city has announced that Assistant City Manager Kevin Hawkins will be retiring as of May 1st. Hawkins has served the public for 35 years. And now turning to the national news. U.S. employers cut more than 60,000 jobs in March, which is 25% more than February. Additionally, American households have paid $10 billion more for gasoline, while Washington Republicans are proposing a $1.5 trillion military budget while saying that they can't afford childcare, Medicare, or Medicaid. President Donald Trump wants to cut all domestic programs by 10% and stop all programs in order to fund the military, currently touting that the U.S. has won the Iranian war while insisting that somehow war efforts must continue. Meanwhile, since Trump's return to the White House, Democrats have flipped 30 state legislative seats, inclusive of an expansion in Wisconsin of a liberal judge majority, now 5-2 on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This has been Sam Page with Radio Free Riverside on the United America Network. News sources come to you from Ground News, a rated service that informs the public of bias left, right, and center. Thank you for listening.